Good morning, all you wonderful people here in our coffee shop. I'm so blessed to be here this morning. I'm going to be sharing the message, the life of Jesus, this morning. And before we open, I'd like to open with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, just bless and be with your message this morning. Let the Holy Spirit walk amongst us and teach us all, Father. Thank you so much for allowing us to do this and to study your word. For it's in Christ's name we pray. You know, this morning we're going to open in Psalms 146 as we start. Psalms 146 talks about the happiness of those whose help is in the Lord. Psalms 146, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His spirit departs and returns to his earth. In that very day, his plans perish. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow. By the way of the wicked, he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations, praise the Lord. You know, we all ought to be grateful and praise the Lord for all of his wonderful things that he does. All the wonderful things he does for us. The life of Jesus will be looking in Matthew 1:18, where it says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. His mother, named Mary, was betrothed to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Well, now you can see that the birth of Christ was a holy event. In 1:21, it says, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Well, truly, this was a virgin birth conceived by the Holy Spirit. As far as I can tell, there was very little told about Jesus as a child in his youth, according to the scriptures. Let's look in Matthew chapter 3, and we see what the Bible tells us. We will be looking first at John the Baptist. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophets, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Now John himself was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locust and wild honey. Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to be baptized, he said to them, brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance, and do not think to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Indeed, you baptize with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire, his winnowing fan and in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn. He will put up the chaff with unquenchable fire. And we look in the scripture, continuing on, where John baptizes Jesus. It says, then Jesus came from Galilee to John to the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I indeed need to be baptized by you, and you are coming to me? But Jesus said in answer to him, permit it to be so, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. That's amazing. I mean, Father God loves his Son Jesus so very, very much that he spoke out. Continuing on in the life of Jesus, most of the stories told about Jesus took place from the time on after he was baptized. Mark chapter 4 says, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Well, I'm sure the devil tried to do everything he could during those 40 days to make Jesus fall, but he couldn't. He could not do it. Let's look in the book of John 1:1, where it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. From the beginning of the Word is Jesus Christ. He was in the beginning with the Father. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. Everything was made by him. The stars, he called them by name. Can you imagine that? All of the stars, he called them by name. All living things, plants, animals, even man. Did you know about laminin? Laminin is the biomolecular structure that holds our body together. It's a gooey-like substance. You know what it looks like? It looks like tiny crosses. Tiny crosses showing that Jesus died on the cross for us, each one of us. You can't tell me that he didn't. That's another sign that God has given us. And that holds our organs in place in our bodies, these tiny crosses. Amazing, amazing. Go on to cover that. It says in Colossians 1:16-17, it says, for by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, for thrones and dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things. And in him all things hold together. That just shows you what laminin does. It says again, in him, all things hold together. Amazing what the scriptures can reveal to us. Continuing on in John 2, we're talking about some of the miracles that Christ did, why he turned water into wine. On the third day, there was a wedding in Canaan of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding, and when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. Jesus said to her, woman, why does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it. Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 to 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, draw some out now and take to the master of the feast. And they took it. When the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made into wine, did not know where it came from, but the servants who drew the water knew. The master of the feast called the bridegroom, and he said to him, every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. But you have kept the good wine until now. This beginning of signs Jesus did in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum. He, his mother, his brothers, and his disciples, they did not stay there many days. Now we're going to look at Jesus cleanses the temple. Continuing on in the scripture. Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and he found in the temple those who sold oxen and sheep and doves and the money changers doing business. When he had made a whip of cords, he drove out all of the temple with the sheep, the oxen, and poured out the money changers and overturned the tables. And he said to those who sold doves, "Take these things away. Do not make my Father's house of merchandise." When the disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house, he's eaten me up. So the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign do you show to us since you do these things?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple in 3 days and I will raise it up." Then the Jews said, "It has taken 40 years to build this temple, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. Therefore, when he had risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he said this to them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus said. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover during the feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men and had no need that anyone should testify of man, for he knew what was in men. Let's look at Jesus' resurrection as we continue on in Matthew 28. Now, after the Sabbath, the first day of the week began to draw. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him, became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice." So they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren and go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Now while they were going, behold, some of the guard came into the city, reported to the chief priest all the things that had happened. When they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, saying, "Tell them his disciples came at night and stole him away while he slept. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and make you secure." So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things, for I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Continuing on about the life of Jesus, you know, I don't know what I would do without Jesus Christ every day in my life. I would be lost with no future. No future at all. Where would prayer and faith be without him? there would be none. Not knowing our Lord on a personal relationship is very dangerous for us all. Can you think what it would be like without him? I could not. I start out the day with him and end the day with him. When Jesus walked this earth, he was totally man and totally God. He experienced life as a human as well as being Lord and Savior. We as Christians look at this fallen world and can truly see that it needs Jesus Christ now more than ever. If you read the Bible, we are in the last of the last days. When Jesus died on the cross, the last day started over 2,000 years ago. Christ could come at any time. Did you realize that? All prophecy has been fulfilled for the rapture of the church. If you died today, are you 100% sure that you're going to go to heaven? Not 99%, but 100% sure. You know, Romans 10:9 says, if you believe in your heart that Christ Jesus died for you and rose from the dead, you know, you shall be saved. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his own begotten son, and whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The main thing is to believe in Jesus Christ, bow down to him, repent before him of your sins, ask for forgiveness with your whole heart. He will save your soul. Someday you will be with him and all Christians for all eternity. What a wonderful, wonderful day that would be for us all. You know, as we look in Revelation 20, Revelation 20 talks about the wrath of God, you know, how horrible it's going to be here on the earth, you know, during that period of time. There'll be no children, the Holy Spirit will be gone, no Christians. You know, if you accept Christ during that time, woe unto you, because now is the time to accept him before he comes. Then you're going to have to go through a horrible death. The guillotine to be brought back. Heads are going to be cut off if you accept him, or a horrible death. You don't want to go through that. So accept Christ Jesus now as your personal Lord and Savior. Revelation 21 tells about the goodness of God. You know, there'll be no more tears, total joy. You know, we'll be with him forever and ever and ever and ever. No more pain. We'll have glorified bodies like the angels in heaven, it tells us. What a wonderful and glorious day that will be. Continuing on here, I can point the finger back at myself because I've been guilty of all these. Have you ever stolen anything? You ever told a lie? You ever hated anyone? In God's eyes now, you're a thief, a liar, and a murderer. And in a court of law, you'd be found guilty of these crimes. But there's great news. Jesus died for us in our place on the cross so that we, if we come before him, repent, we don't have to go through this. You know, it's amazing, amazing. I love Jesus Christ so much. Remember, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I just want to say thank you all in the coffee shop for joining me today as I read God's word. And I thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to share your word here in the coffee shop. Just be with all of the coffee shop members, the men and women. Bless us and show your great love towards us, Jesus. We love you so much, and we thank you for it. In Christ's name, I pray. Amen.